Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really delicious. Smoked sweet potato wedges.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? How you take this, you know, basic root vegetable, give it a little smoky treatment, and suddenly it's something else entirely.
It really is.
So our goal today, our mission, is to sift through all the great stuff you sent over the articles, recipes, notes, and boil it all down, give you the essential insights, a real shortcut to mastering these things.
Yeah, and understanding why they've gotten so popular, right?
Exactly. Why they're such a staple now.
And I think it taps into something bigger, too. This whole dish, it kind of shows what's happening in American cooking, especially with outdoor cooking, you know?
That's a great point.
Getting that smoky flavor, but also thinking about, well, is it reasonably healthy? That balance of flavor and nutrition, it's a big trend.
I totally agree. And the appeal, it's way more than just a side dish. Mm. We've all had roasted sweet potatoes, maybe fried ones.
It's a classic.
But smoking, that's different. It creates this amazing contrast, you know? Crispy outside, super soft and fluffy inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that smoke flavor just gets in there. Rich, deep. Plus, they go with almost anything. Grilled chicken, burgers, even just a big salad is super versatile.
Absolutely. And that popularity spike, it's no coincidence it lines up with more people getting into backyard smoking.
Makes sense.
Plus, they look fantastic, that bright orange color.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned nutrition. They're actually packed with good stuff. Vitamins, fiber, antioxidants, lots of A and C.
Right. So you get this indulgent tasting thing that's also pretty good for you, like a win-win compared to regular fries sometimes.
Exactly. Guilt-free deliciousness, pretty much.
And that low, slow smoke, it doesn't just cook them, it seems, to like amplify that natural sweetness they have.
It really does. It concentrates it, caramelizes it gently.
Yeah. So they become this amazing counterpoint to savory dishes, or even something spicy just balances everything out perfectly. It's like culinary magic almost.
A little bit of alchemy in the backyard.
Okay. So if people listening are thinking, right, I want to try this, let's get practical. Setting up for success. First thing, the smoker itself.
Yep. Got to start there.
You've got choices, right? There's traditional charcoal, more hands-on, classic smoky flavor, maybe for the purists.
Definitely gives you nuanced control, yeah, if you like tinkering.
Then electric smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy, consistent temps, great if you're just starting out, maybe.
Very forgiving, yeah. Set it and, well, mostly forget it.
And pellet smokers kind of bridge the gap, right?
Yeah.
Wood pellets for flavor, but easier temperature control than charcoal.
Best of both worlds for many people. Convenience plus real wood smoke.
So when you're choosing, you got to think about like how many folks you usually cook for, your space, budget,
yeah,
the usual stuff.
Right. Size matters, budget matters. But the real key, once you have the smoker.
Temperature.
Absolutely critical. You're aiming for that sweet spot, 225 to 250 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Why that specific range? Is it just about cooking slow?
It's about slow cooking, yes. But it's also perfect for letting those starches in the potato convert to sugars, which really boosts the natural sweetness. And it stops them from just burning on the outside. You get that smoke penetration without, you know, torching them. Go too hot, you're just roasting. Too cool, they might get mushy.
Right.
So monitoring that temp is crucial. Don't just trust the built-in gauge on your smoker. They could be way off.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good digital thermometer. Seriously.
Good tip. Is there a common mistake people make there, like chasing the temperature?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the number one rookie mistake. Seeing it dip slightly and then overcorrecting, adding way too much fuel or airflow, you get these wild swings.
Right.
Patience, small adjustments, let the smoker settle. It's more like steering a boat than driving a race car.
Haha, good analogy. Okay, so temps are stable. Now the flavor part, wood chips. This feels like where the art comes in.
It really is.
Like hickory versus applewood, one's going to give you that big bowl.
Robust, yeah. Very classic. Barbecue smoke.
And apples, what, milder, fruitier?
Much gentler. Really nice with sweet potatoes because it doesn't overpower their flavor. It complements it.
Okay. And what about soaking the chips? I hear arguments both ways. Does it actually do anything?
That is a hot topic.
Yeah.
So the idea behind soaking isn't just to make them last longer. When wet chips heat up, they create steam first.
Okay.
And that steam actually helps carry the smoke particles, kind of easing the flavor into the food more gently before the wood really starts combusting. You get a steadier, thinner smoke, that nice blue smoke instead of a harsh blast.
Interesting. Like a flavor delivery system.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mixing woods. Go for it. Create your own signature blend.
Cool. All right. Smoker's ready. Wood's picked.
Hmm.
But wait, the grates. I've definitely had things stick before. Major bummer.
Oh yeah, sticking is the worst. So prepping the grates is non-negotiable. Clean them really well first.
Grill brush.
Grill brush, yeah, or even some water and vinegar if they're gunky. Get rid of any old flavors. Then oil them up, just a light coat of vegetable oil or cooking spray.
Prevents sticking.
Prevents sticking, gives you nice grill marks potentially, and just makes the whole process smoother. Don't skip this. It really helps the final result.
Got it. So clean and oil. Simple steps. Now, throughout the cook, you said monitor temperature and smoke levels. What are we looking for smoke-wise? Not just any smoke is good smoke.
Exactly right. You want
No.
that thin blue smoke. It sounds poetic, but it's what you're aiming for. It's almost transparent, wispy, maybe a slight blue tint.
Okay.
That's the good stuff. If you see thick, white, billowy clouds,
That's bad.
that's usually bad news. It means the wood isn't burning efficiently, maybe too fast or the temp's off. That kind of smoke can make things taste bitter, acrid.
Nobody wants bitter sweet
Yep.
potatoes.
So if you see that thick white smoke, you need to adjust your vents, check your wood, maybe calm the fire down a bit, aim for consistent light smoke. And keep checking the internal temp of the wedges too. That 190 to 205 range tells you they're done.
Right, the internal temp. Good reminder. Okay, let's talk about the star. The sweet potatoes. If we want the best smoked wedges, we got to start with the best potatoes. What makes a good one?
You're looking for potatoes that are firm to the touch, no soft spots or major blemishes, and a nice, deep, vibrant orange flesh usually means good flavor.
Any particular types? Like, does it matter if it's a Beauregard or a Covington or.
Covingtons are really popular for a reason. They tend to have really consistent sweetness, good texture, not too stringy. But honestly, the best advice,
What's that?
hit up your local farmer's market if you can. Fresher usually means better flavor, whatever the variety.
Good call. Okay,
Yeah.
perfect potatoes acquired. Now, prepping them, washing,
Oh,
obviously.
yeah, definitely wash them well. Use a vegetable brush, get any dirt off. You're eating the skin usually.
Right. And slicing. How thick should the wedges be? Does it make a difference?
It makes a big difference for even cooking. Aim for about 1 to 2 inches thick. If they're all roughly the same size, they'll cook at the same rate.
Makes sense. No half raw, half burnt wedges.
Exactly. And it looks better too. Though, hey, feel free to play around. Thinner like fries or chunkier. You'll change the texture.
Okay, so they're washed, they're cut. Now, flavor time, seasoning. I usually start simple, salt and pepper.
Good base, essential base, really.
But then you can go crazy,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. This is where you personalize it. Think about flavors that work with sweet. Smoked paprika is amazing, adds another layer of smokiness.
Ooh, yeah.
Cumin for earthiness, maybe a tiny pinch of cayenne if you like heat. Garlic powder, onion powder.
What about herbs? Like rosemary.
Fantastic choice.
Yeah.
Rosemary, thyme. Those woody herbs hold up well to the smoke. Just chop them fine. And the key tip.
Let me guess, oil.
Yep. Toss the wedges with a bit of olive oil first, then add your spice mix. The oil helps everything stick evenly, coats every wedge, helps the flavor soak in. Don't just sprinkle on dry spices.
Smart. Okay, seasoned wedges ready for the smoker. Now, the actual smoking technique. You mentioned indirect heat earlier. Can you unpack that a bit? It's not like grilling directly over coals, is it?
No, definitely not. Indirect heat is crucial. You want the heat around the potatoes, not directly under them.
Why is that so important?
It prevents them from burning on the outside before the inside gets cooked through and tender. It allows for that slow, gentle cooking where they absorb the smoke flavor evenly.
So how do you set that up? Does it depend on the smoker?
Yeah, it varies. On a pellet grill or electric smoker, you usually just place them away from the main heat source element. On a charcoal grill, you'd build your fire on one side and put the potatoes on the other, cooler side. Two-zone setup.
Gotcha. Heat on one side, food on the other.
That's the basic principle. Avoid that direct, intense heat.
Okay, and while they're in there cooking indirectly, we're watching the smoke. You said light blue smoke is good, thick white smoke is bad.
Right. It's a balancing act. Too much smoke, especially that harsh white smoke, makes everything bitter. You want just enough of that gentle, clean smoke to kiss the potatoes with flavor.
Kiss them with flavor. I like that.
Yeah. So you might need to adjust your vents. Maybe add wood chips sparingly just to keep that nice light smoke going. It's influenced by your wood type, your temperature stability, the airflow, lots of factors. You got to kind of learn your smoker.
So it sounds like timing and temperature are really the twin pillars here.
They absolutely are.
What's the ballpark time? An hour? 2 hours?
Usually somewhere in the 1 to 2 hour range, depending on the thickness of your wedges and how consistent your smoker's temperature is.
How do you know for sure they're done? Just poke them.
Poking with a fork works. You want them fork tender. But for real precision, use that thermometer again. Aim for an internal temp between 190 and 205 degrees Fahrenheit.
190 to 205, okay.
That tells you the starches are cooked, they're soft inside, probably nicely caramelized.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sweet spot for doneness.
And circling back to wood one more time for sweet potatoes specifically, you said mild is better.
Generally, yes. You want to complement that sweetness, not blast it away. Apple, cherry, maybe pecan, those are great choices. Delicate smoke.
So maybe hold off on the mesquite or heavy hickory for these.
I'd advise that, yeah. Unless you really love intense smoke, it's easy to overwhelm the potato. Start mild. You can always add more smoke flavor next time, but you can't take it away. Experiment, but maybe start gentle.
Good advice. Okay, let's say they're perfectly smoked. Tender, smoky, sweet. How do we take them over the top? Elevate the experience.
Now the fun part. Layering more flavor. We thought spices, smoked paprika, cumin. Cinnamon's nice too for a warm spice note. Rosemary, thyme.
Mixed with the olive oil, right?
Mixed with the olive oil before smoking, absolutely. But you can add things after, too. Or even before, with marinades.
Marinades. For sweet potatoes, really?
Oh, yeah, why not? Think about a simple one. Olive oil, minced garlic, maybe a touch of honey or maple syrup, a splash of soy sauce, balsamic, sweet and savory.
Huh, how long would you marinate?
Even just 30 minutes makes a difference. But if you plan ahead, an hour or two, or even overnight in the fridge, deeper flavor infusion.
Wow, okay. Mind blown a little. What about like a spicy marinade?
Totally. Maybe lime juice, chili powder, a little cumin, olive oil. That would be fantastic. Give it a nice zesty kick to cut through the richness. Lots of possibilities there.
Okay, marinades. Cool idea. Then toppings. After they come off the smoker. What works well?
Well, creamy things are great for contrast.
Yeah.
A dollop of sour cream or Greek yogurt for a tannier, healthier option.
Nice. And herbs.
Fresh herbs are perfect. Chopped chives. Green onions, maybe some cilantro if you went with that lime chili vibe. Adds freshness and color.
Yeah, that sounds good. But what if you want something more, like texture or richness?
Okay, now we're talking indulgence. Crispy crumbled bacon, always a winner.
Can't go wrong with bacon.
Or maybe some crumbled feta cheese or goat cheese. That salty tang against the sweet potato, fantastic.
Goo feta. Yeah.
And for a final touch, a little drizzle of something. Balsamic glaze adds that sweet tart finish. Or mix up a quick aioli, maybe a chipotle aioli or a garlic aioli for dipping or drizzling. Takes it to another level.
Okay, now I'm really hungry. So, serving them up. Presentation. They sound amazing on their own, but what do they pair well with?
They are super versatile. Fantastic with anything grilled, really. Barbecued ribs, pulled pork, simple grilled chicken or fish. The sweetness is a great match.
And for vegetarians?
Oh, great. Alongside a black bean burger or part of a grain bowl with quinoa and roasted veggies. Or even just with a big fresh salad. And don't forget dips.
Right, like the aioli you mentioned. What else?
A bright chimichurri would be amazing. Cuts through the richness.
Yeah.
Or even just that smoky paprika aioli we talked about earlier. Something creamy or zesty.
And making them look good on the plate. Any tricks besides just dumping them on?
Uh-huh, yeah. Presentation counts. A little effort goes a long way. Garnishes first. Fresh herbs, again, parsley. Cilantro, just sprinkle them over. Adds color, makes it look finished.
Edible flowers, maybe, if you're feeling fancy.
Hey, if you have them, go for it. Adds a really nice unexpected touch. And those drizzles, balsamic glaze, maybe a citrus vinaigrette, they add shine as well as flavor. Think about contrasting colors. Green herbs on the orange potato. Pops visually.
Okay, so garnish, what about arranging them, stacking?
Yeah, don't just lay them flat. Give them some height on a platter, maybe lean them against each other, create some visual interest, stack a few. It just looks more appealing, more deliberate.
Makes sense. And if it's part of a bigger meal, what other sides work well to round things out?
Think contrast and freshness. Since the wedges are rich and smoky, something bright and crisp is great. A crunchy coleslaw, maybe with a vinegar-based dressing.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Or a simple green salad with a light vinaigrette. Just something to balance the plate, add some freshness. It makes the whole meal feel more complete, more impressive.
Wow. Okay, what a deep dive that was. We've gone from choosing a smoker all the way to plating. It really shows the surprising depth you can get from smoked sweet potato wedges.
Doesn't it?
I definitely had a few aha moments there, understanding how those little details, the right temp, the right smoke, the seasonings really make a huge difference. It takes a simple potato and makes it, well, extraordinary.
It really does. And, you know, thinking bigger picture for a second, the fact that dishes like this are becoming so popular kind of says something, doesn't it?
How so?
About how we're approaching food, maybe.
Right.
Looking for healthier options, but still wanting big flavor, getting creative in our own kitchens, especially outdoors. It makes you think.
Yeah.
What other everyday ingredients are just waiting for that smoky transformation? What's the next humble vegetable that's going to become a star in the smoker?
Ha! That's a great thought to end on. What's next for the smoker? Love it.
Something to ponder while you're enjoying those wedges.
Exactly. So hopefully you feel ready to get out there, experiment, and put these insights to work. Give those smoked sweet potato wedges a try. Let us know how they turn out.
Yeah. Happy smoking.
Until next time, keep diving deep.